Anyway, a bit Stone Age.
The Tezuman priests have a sophisticated calendar and an advanced horology, quoted Rincewind.
Oh, said Eric. Good.
No, said Rincewind patiently. It means time measurement.
How?
You'd approve of them. They're superb mathematicians, apparently.
Ha! Said Eric, blinking solemnly. Shouldn't think they've got a lot to count in a backward civilization like this.
Rincewind eyed the chariots that were heading rapidly towards them. I think they usually count victims, he said. The Tezuman Empire in the jungle valleys of central Klatch is known for its organic market gardens, its exquisite craftsmanship in obsidian, feathers and jade, and its mass human sacrifices in honour of Quez Over Coatl, the feathered boa, god of mass human sacrifices. As they said, you always knew where you stood with Quez Over Coatl. It was generally with a lot of people on top of a great stepped pyramid with someone in an elegant feathered headdress chipping an exquisite obsidian knife for your very own personal use. The Tezuman are renowned on the continent for being the most suicidally gloomy, irritable and pessimistic people you could ever hope to meet, for reasons that may soon be made clear. It was true about the time measurement as well. The Tezuman had realised long ago that everything was getting steadily worse, and, having a terrible literal-mindedness, had developed a complex system to keep track of how much worse each succeeding day was. Contrary to general belief, the Tezuman did invent the wheel. They just had radically different ideas about what you used it for. It was the first chariot Rincewind had ever seen that was pulled by llamas. That wasn't what was odd about it. What was odd about it was that it was being carried by people, two holding each side of the axle and running after the animals, their sandaled feet flapping on the flagstones.
"Do you think it's got the tribute in it?" said Eric.
All the leading chariot seemed to contain, apart from the driver, was a squat, basically cube-shaped man, wearing a puma-skin outfit and a feather headdress. The runners panted to a halt, and Rincewind saw that each man wore what would probably be described as a primitive sword, made by affixing shards of obsidian into a wooden club. They looked to him no less deadly than sophisticated, extremely civilized swords. In fact, they looked worse.
"Well," said Eric.
"Well, what?" said Rincewind.
"Tell him to give me my tribute."
The fat man got down ponderously, marched over to Eric, and to Rincewind's extreme surprise, grovelled. Rincewind felt something claw its way up his back and onto his shoulder, when a voice like a sheet of metal being torn in half said,
"That's better. Very wasname, comfy. If you try to knock me off, demon, you can wasname your ear goodbye. What a turn-up for the scrolls, eh? They seem to be expecting him."
"Why do you keep saying wasname?" said Rincewind.
"Limited wasname, doodah, thingy, you know. It's got words in it," said the parrot.
"Dictionary?" said Rincewind. The passengers in the other chariots had got out and were also grovelling to Eric, who was beaming like an idiot. The parrot considered this.
"Yeah, probably," it said. "I've got to wing it to you," it went on. "I thought you were a bit of a wasname at the start, but you seem to be delivering the wasname." "Demon," said Eric airily.
"Yes?"
"What are they saying? Can't you speak their language?"
No, said Rincewind. "I can read it, though," he called out as Eric turned away. "If you could just sort of make signs for them to write it down." It was around noon. In the jungle behind Rincewind, creatures whooped and gibbered. Mosquitoes the size of hummingbirds whined around his head. "Of course," he said for the tenth time, "they've never really got round to inventing paper." The stonemason stood back, handed the latest blunted obsidian chisel to his assistant, and gave Rincewind an expectant look. Rincewind stood back and examined the rock critically. "It's very good," he said. "I mean, it's a very good likeness. You've got his hairstyle and everything. Of course, he's not as square as that normally, but yes, very good. And here's the chariot, and here's the step pyramids, yes. Well, it looks as though they want you to go to the city with them," he said to Eric.
"Tell them yes," said Eric firmly.
Rincewind turned to the head man. "Yes," he said.
"Hunched figure in triple feathered headdress over three dots."
Rincewind sighed. Without saying a word, the stonemason put a fresh stone chisel into his unresisting fingers and manhandled a new slab of granite into position. One of the problems of being a Tezuman, apart from having a godlike quest,